This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The New York Attorney General's office says it is conducting a criminal investigation now into former President Trump's business empire, expanding what had previously been a civil investigation. Here's our Mike Gracia.
New York Attorney General says its Trump Organization probe is now criminal. The office of the New York Attorney General is now conducting a criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump's business empire. A spokesman for Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement, "We have informed the Trump Organization that our investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature. Investigators for the New York Attorney General have been working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been conducting a criminal investigation into Trump and the Trump Organization for 2 years. The Attorney General's office did not say what prompted the change in its investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Starting today, vaccinated New Yorkers can shed their masks in most situations, and restaurants, stores, gyms, and many other businesses can go back to full capacity if they check vaccination cards or apps for proof that all patrons have been inoculated. The House votes today on a commission that would look into the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Congressional Democrats say they'll go forward with a vote on an independent commission to investigate the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol, despite Republican opposition. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he opposed a study on the deadly January siege, saying he wanted to look forward and not backward. It's expected McCarthy would be questioned about his conversation with Donald Trump that day, as the Capitol came under attack.
China is protesting the latest passage by a U.S. Navy ship through the Taiwan Strait, calling it a provocation that undermines peace and stability in the region. This is AP News. A popular, though rather offbeat, actor has died. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Where's my dog?
He never really knew which Charles Grodin you would get if you went to a movie or watched one of his TV appearances. He didn't have the classic matinee idol looks, but he appeared in movies as different as the Befuddled Dead and the Beethoven comedies, and Robert De Niro's running buddy in Midnight Run. Other movie roles included Dave, The Woman in Red, Rosemary's Baby, and Heaven Can Wait. While sporting a deadpan expression in many of his roles, he would sometimes appear on late-night TV shows with a fake aggressiveness that left audiences wondering whether they should laugh out loud or cringe. Grodin has died at age 86. His son says he had suffered from bone marrow cancer. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Hollywood's ready to dazzle again. It expects there will be a steady stream of blockbusters at the multiplexes across the country soon, for the first time since the pandemic outbreak, the modern summer movie season. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.